With the UN's climate change conference in Glasgow just weeks away, doctors are urging the federal government to commit to more ambitious climate targets. And farmers are also pushing for more action. Here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
Years of living through drought at her family farm near Broken Hill prompted Anika Molesworth's interest in climate change policy.
We are on the front lines of a changing climate. The increased heat, the reduction in rainfall and extreme weather events influences what we can grow and where we can grow it.
She's part of a group called Farmers for Climate Action, which argues the sector shouldn't be made exempt from long-term climate change targets. Instead, Anika Molesworth believes there's commercial opportunities for farmers in a lower carbon future, pointing to a new report commissioned by the group from consultants EY, which found Australian agriculture could reach net zero emissions by 2040.
Australian farmers have an opportunity to diversify income and increase productivity while reducing emissions. Farmers can diversify into drought-proof carbon and biodiversity plantings. There's also a whole suite of things that we can do in the agricultural sector to reduce emissions, such as, you know, methane reduction from our livestock.
The Prime Minister says he wants to achieve a national net zero target as soon as possible, preferably by 2050. But in an open letter to Scott Morrison, signed by a range of medical groups, doctors are urging him to go further. Dr. Omar Korshid is the president of the Australian Medical Association.
We were horrified, and I think the whole world was horrified, to watch the effects of the bushfires that we had not long ago. It seems such a long time ago when we've dealt with COVID since then. But of course, that was a real taste of things to come.
Energy Minister Angus Taylor has defended the government's record, insisting longer-term climate commitments will be unveiled in the weeks ahead.
We are taking strong action. We are committed to reach net zero as soon as possible, and preferably by 2050. We will be releasing our long-term plan in advance of Glasgow, and I can tell you what's central to that plan is how we're going to reduce emissions over the longer term, and that's through technology, not taxes.
He won't say whether that will include formalising a 2050 net zero target, which some members of the Nationals have publicly opposed.
I think what's clear within the coalition is we want to protect our export industries. We want to make sure that we've got a strong economy, and we want to deploy technology and not taxes to bring down emissions. What everyone in the coalition is committed to is having a plan.
While Australia is facing international pressure ahead of next month's climate talks, it's not just Glasgow where its commitments will draw attention, with the White House confirming climate change will be on the agenda when Mr. Morrison meets US President Joe Biden next week.
Jade McMillan reporting.